bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Buongiorno, and welcome to the Gamer Show. The reason I have said buongiorno is because I was playing Assassin's Creed constantly this week.
All right.
So there was actually a reason for buongiorno. Welcome to the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. I'm Paul Wheatley, and with me as always is my faithful minions, Sam and Chiz. How are you this evening, gentlemen?
Par excellent.
I'm now in a strike because I'm being referenced as a minion.
you okay? Had a fun week?
Yeah, it's been beautiful.
It's good. It's good.
Good gaming weather.
Nothing to add to that, Chiz.
Good gaming weather.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So straight on into the news. Rocksteady working on a Batman prequel. Yes. This said to be drawn from inspiration of the 1950s cartoons and comics, I think. And it'll feature some other heroes. I don't have much knowledge of Batman in the kind of 1950s genre. My earliest memory, or the furthest back I can go about Batman, is kind of the campy 1960s TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Kapow!
I don't know, like, from what I've read of it, I'm hoping it's not exactly like they're doing like an old fashioned, like, rather than being like the Dark Knight being like in a black outfit, which I think he should be, maybe they're doing him like in his yellow and blue and grey outfit, which I thought was ugly and makes no sense at all to me.
No, there was no images or anything like that to kind of go into.
I'd rather see maybe do like a Batman Begins with that series, maybe show how he became Batman, do the whole thing, how he started off and how he got his things. I think that could
how he got his things.
Like, well, how he, you know,
he found his grappling hook.
Well, how he devised his bat suit and his Batmobile and things like that. Like a origin story, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Morgan Freeman did it.
Yeah, in the films.
Morgan Freeman did it. Morgan Freeman's that old that he did it back then.
Yeah, it's like 75 or something.
No, yeah. He's kicking on. It was his birthday recently, and it was mentioned.
He was 75 in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just been frozen. That's why he's got that voice.
All right. And he was 4 foot tall. Now he's like 7 foot eight.
Okay.
Rockstar have launched a cheater pool for Max Payne 3. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's a good idea to try and stop people all cheating on games and stuff, and getting them, basically anyone who's caught basically being a bit of a dick online basically gets chucked into a server with a whole bunch of other dicks. And it's just like, alright, good. So, like,
do you not think this could kind of rise up like a subculture where just
culture.
Cheaters are, yeah. Are you just trying to say that word because you're not 100% sure whether we're okay to say it or not?
Well, I just want to see how many bleeps I can get in this episode.
what word was that? Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that one's okay. As long as we don't, like, take the pit.
Can I see?
I'm going to have to bleep that.
That'll be fine.
What about...
I may just cut out this whole section.
Yeah. I like the fact every time there's a swear word, Paul has to note it down.
Right. So, a cheer pool. I think this... do you know, think there's a possibility in this that... there'll just be this like whole area of cheaters just kind of trying to out cheat each other, and you know, like you'll get almost like kind of the Drug Olympics. You know that Idiot's Art sketch where he talks about the Drug Olympics, where competitors are just allowed to take as much steroids as humanly possible just to see what happens and see how fast they can run. Do you think it's going to come like that, where this cheater pool is kind of a negative thing, but once you're in there, you just try and make the most craziest mod to beat all the other cheaters?
Yeah, I suppose it might be kind of a suburban sort of madhouse. where all the scum live, and us just kind of look in. We go, whoa, what's going on today?
Oh, that'd be cool
mental.
To watch it. They could like transmit the videos of like this wild game happening.
It sounds a bit like the prison critics. Reasons for prison not working, because you put people in prison and then they learn how to be better criminals from everyone else. So you put the cheaters in the cheat pool and they learn how to cheat better from everyone else.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be someone who's been wrongly accused, and then they're like, I'm not a cheater!
I don't know how to cheat.
But the other cheaters are horribly beating him every day.
Rockstar have released an FAQ just to answer that question. If you accidentally get thrown in the cheater pool, how do you get back out of it again?
What's the answer?
I think you email them or something. It was highly inventive. Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, the fact that I have constant bullet time is irrelevant.
I'm innocent, man.
It was my little brother. He was playing it. He nicked my gamer tag.
There was an article we were reading, and it's about a new game coming out on iOS and I believe Android as well, called Horn. And the article headline was clearly an SEO grab. Stop giggling. It was clearly an SEO grab, and it says, "Will games like Horn spell the end for video game consoles?" And I just have a problem with that. I don't really want to talk about Horn so much. Well, maybe I do. But it's more the concept that one particular idea is going to kill other ideas. You know, like, they thought that cars would kill horse travel. People still travel by horse.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Just take it to the glue factory.
No. Horses are like a recreational enjoyment thing.
And they're so not, video games.
They're not a maybe proper actual medium of travel.
But they are in video games. It's a recreational thing.
Right. So in the horses' usefulness has lasted in things like that game that I can't actually remember.
Yeah. Mm. I hate horse riders. They just crap up and down my road. It's just like, why? Dog walkers have to pick up their dog poo. Why did horse riders not have that?
Yep.
They should be made to pick up their horse crap.
Do you imagine the sack you would need to carry around with you?
I don't care. Horses,
it's the price they pay for having a ridiculous hobby.
Yeah. So, what's your thoughts on Horn?
Has it got horses in it?
No.
That's one of the ones I'm not allowed to say.
Is it 3 minutes 32?
It appears to be just. It looks kind of interesting, but Horn, my problem with it? That is, yeah, it's called Horn. Did you watch a video for it?
No. I didn't check it out. Is it? Is it like the same idea as Leisure Suit Larry, where a guy just has to get the horn?
No, I don't know where
is it a game based in Dave's life.
It's a man who's slowly turning into a rhino.
No, it appears to be kind of an action-adventure game. You're a guy with a sword that's twice the size of you, and you've got to just defeat things.
In what way is it supposed to be?
Well, because it's bringing the genre that would normally you would find on a games console with a big sword, like kind of Fable type thing.
And making it work horribly with a tablet.
Exactly. Work horribly with a tablet. I mean, I tried Infinity Blade. It looks beautiful, and the idea is cool, but no, it just isn't for me. Grand Theft Auto 3.
It can't replace controllers. There's some games that it works with a tablet, but controllers are...
Yeah, controllers are where it's at. I just don't buy this. I don't want to sit holding... and I know an iPad isn't heavy, but I don't want to sit on the couch holding an iPad for a long length of time and playing like 2 or 3 hours of a video game. I'd far prefer to sit with a console, relaxed, in a chair, playing it. But that moves quite nicely onto the next article, actually. I've planned these actually quite nicely tonight.
I hate how you have to mention that every time you've done that.
It's really smug, Paul.
Yeah.
Game Dock turns your iPhone into a gaming console. This looks, on the surface of it, awesome. This is a little dock, like it looks like an iPhone dock or an Android dock, that you plug your iPhone into, and it's got two USB ports in the front of it, and you get NES controllers that plug in the USB port.
The most uncomfortable controllers ever devised.
Yeah, I know. And in principle, I actually really like this idea. It's a Kickstarter thing, so we'll put the Kickstarter link in the show notes. But this is the kind of thing that I'm interested in, is whereby you've got your phone or your iPad or your Android device of some kind. You can then dock it in this little thing, and then you have a controller, and then I could see that working as like a modern games console. The problem, in my opinion, with the Game Dock is that all you're doing is playing iOS games. If Nintendo released a dock that you got SNES controllers for and just released like the top 50 SNES games, the top 50 NES games, they load you on your iOS device, you got this little dock thing, and you plugged it into your TV, and you had a SNES or a NES, I think that would sell in bucket loads. But unfortunately,
yeah,
this doesn't work.
Except... newer consoles are better than the NES.
Sorry, I wasn't suggesting that it would beat consoles. It's because I don't think that argument flies.
As long as it's cheap, people would pick it up.
Exactly.
It'd have to be really cheap or free to.
I think this is where this kills, is because you're using a NES console to play like Angry Birds or Where's My Water. I think I've mentioned that in every single podcast that I do.
I guess
a NES controller, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Point of playing mobile games on your TV and stuff. It's just like, meh.
Yeah, I know, I don't get it either.
And it probably upscale it to a point where you could see how bad the graphics are as well.
Yeah.
But to play, like, a NES game, if you got, and I don't want to start Sam off here, but if you got Mario 1, 2, 3...
Let's start Sam off. He's already
He's knocked his headphones off here. But if you got Mario on the iOS device, you plugged it in and you got a SNES or a NES controller that was a USB port, plugged it into a dock, I would buy that. The downside to this is $150, though, for a dock with a USB port in front of it.
Get knowledge.
Yeah.
You can basically buy a current generation console for that money.
So, moving from one Kickstarter to another Kickstarter. See, I did it again.
Well, another way could work this link. I could punch you in the stomach so you make the noise of what it's called.
The Ouya. Yeah. So this is the Ouya, the Android console, hits Kickstarter. Chiz, do you want to explain what this is while I quickly find a link to find out how much they've actually managed to raise with this so far?
I thought you were going to quickly find a link to find out what the hell it is.
No, I've read it.
All right.
Is it not just basically an Android-based smartphone with a console you plug on your TV and you can just download and create your own games on it as well? Because
it's not a smartphone. It's got the Android. No,
it's basically as powerful as a smartphone.
It's not far away from what we were just talking about, the last one.
It's a bit more advanced because you can actually create your own things and it's open source, so you can kind of do what the hell you want with it. And I think it's good for people who are interested in doing that sort of thing. I think it's great for that, but me personally, and what was it? Is it priced like $100? I don't know how much.
You have to.
It'll probably 150 quid here because the exchange rate, idiots. But
No, because you pledge it in dollars, which means you get the exchange rate. Mm. I have to admit, I pledged against this because I thought this was an awesome idea. So I've.
I've against it, but.
So we'll get to play it when it arrives.
Okay. I just can't. Because for me personally, I'd rather. Because I don't know, it's like for a console, for me, I want better than what we've currently got. For the next thing coming out, that's why it's the next Xbox and PS4 will be the way to go.
Yeah, but and while I agree with you in principle, things like this are going to allow for games to have good gameplay. I think there's, and I'm not saying this isn't a blanket statement to cover all new games, but I think a lot of games are relying on just pretty graphics and beautiful sound and amazing composing, and there's very few games now that, because like when you look back at like old 8-bit games and stuff like that, the graphics were horrendous, so they kind of had to put a bit more effort into thinking about the gameplay.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's kind of lost now.
They'll all be lazy as developers, but not all developers think like that. I think what a lot of people, you get people, and I do agree with that, but a lot of people forget is better, a more powerful machine and better graphics will also innovate games we've currently got as well. It'll push things on.
Yeah.
I think what I want to see, for example, imagine what the next sort of, well, after Grand Theft Auto 5, say in the next gen, how good that's going to be. Well, I want to see, because they've got more processing power, they can actually work and hopefully get better AI, which I think's, especially in first-person shooters, now, if you've got really realistic and amazing AI, that can make and break a game, I think.
Well, did I mean,
like,
I
imagine, for example, it's Grand Theft Auto, watching the AI, as good as it is just now, but watch even more advanced and things happening, the scale, I think it'll be absolutely brilliant. So.
I was really impressed with Max Payne 3's AI. And I mean, it still wasn't like leaps and bounds, but it was that little thing. I know we talked about it in the show, so I'm not going to cover this very much, but it was a couple of weeks ago. But it was the idea that if you're just hiding, the AI actually forces you to use the game mechanics, like the bullet time and diving and things like that. So the AI actually kind of flushes you out and forces you to do it. Yeah. But I did back this because I quite like the idea behind this. I think there's a potential for making some really awesome little games. And to be honest, I thought it was beneficial for the show for me to have one. Yeah, and then we could...
Well done. Okay.
Sorry, I just
not so excited. You knocked your headphones out.
I knocked my headphones out and then took some stuff off the desk there with it.
Epileptic fit. I think there's two camps. One camp will bag on, but oh, don't need graphics, want gameplay, innovate what we've already got, blah blah blah, which is great. But then there's that. But then there's been a lot of developers been saying that they want it's the next Xbox and PS3 now, that the PS4 now, because they've got ideas, but they can't do it now because the current consoles aren't powerful. They could probably do it in PC. But they're waiting for the consoles to catch back up, so they can make the games what they want to make, because they've kind of hit the glass
ceiling.
Yeah, and they can't really take it any further.
I want everything. I want it all. I want the moon on a stick. I want the better graphics. I want the better AI. I want ingenuity and storyline and Gameplay, I want everything. Hmm. And if you don't give it to me, I'll eat your face.
You sound like one of the characters in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yep.
Veruca Salt, I think it was.
Yep.
Although he looks like a different one.
He does look like the German kid that gets stuck up the chocolate.
I look like Charlie. Starving little child.
Just to cover off this story then.
Malnutritioned Oompa Loompa.
They were originally looking for $950,000. They've got 25 days to go and they've got 4.6 million. And I have to admit,
Should people stop giving them money then? Because I've clicked quickly. It's going to roll about this cash what you get. It's like, we needed this much. Thanks. Thanks for paying for our holidays. So it's like, why are people still giving them money?
Well,
We've now made so much that we're not going to bother making the device.
I suppose if it's going to improve and make it even better, but the way I asked for it was under £1 million they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to do what they're wanting to do with £1 million.
Oh, no, but that means people buying them. So that means that, I don't know, I can't do that math, but that's people buying them. So they were basically getting enough to kind of start a production. And everything over that, you're basically guaranteed. Because I went for the...
Because I was thinking, when I watched the Kickstarter video, I went, these guys ask for money, look at their office, it's amazing.
Yeah, I went for the console and controller, guaranteed, we'll have one available for you before it gets to stores, plus the rewards above, figured out how many can we make. So basically, I think I've got a t-shirt, a founder emblem on my username, and a t-shirt, I think, plus the console with one controller.
You sounded more disappointed as you read through that.
Yeah, I didn't realise I was getting a t-shirt, it's going to be crap.
Ooh yeah.
But the main thing is I thought it'd be really cool.
Stupid name though.
I thought it was a really cool idea, but I also thought it'd be cool for us to review when it arrived, so that's why I backed it.
Right.
But yeah, I like these kind of things. I like Kickstarter.
We're not giving you money.
Hopefully by the time it comes out we'll have a sponsor, so it's all fine. And the final thing in the news articles this week is Hitman Absolution, a 17-minute video shows off a new level.
Not enough monkeys.
Yeah, I think looking back on it, it lacked monkeys.
Yeah, it did actually. I had a dog and two. In fact, there was two dogs.
Did I ask
getting
about,
it on?
Who mentioned dogs?
There was two dogs.
No one cares
on.
About dogs. Right, monkeys.
Okay. It looked really good. Chiz, you put this in the show notes, and when I opened up the link, I left it to last with the hopes I didn't have enough time for watch the 17-minute video, and I read all the other articles in the show notes, and then I thought, oh, okay, I'll watch this, but I'll probably only watch the first 5 minutes and pretend I watched the whole thing, and I got that engrossed in it. Yeah, I know, I do that a lot. I got that engrossed in it. It finished, and I was like, that wasn't 17 minutes, and I looked at the timer, and sure enough, it was. I got really pulled into it. I have to admit, I've not played any of the Hitman games since the first Hitman on the PC, like, what, 12 years ago or something like that? So I haven't touched anything because I really disliked that.
The first Hitman was Hitman 2 when I got into it, I think.
Right, I didn't like Hitman 1 and I just never have picked up any of the other ones. But this demo has made me think I quite fancy going away and buying like the last Hitman that came out for it to get back into it.
I watched the film.
I forgot there was a film. Yeah,
it wasn't actually that bad.
Was it as bad as the Max Payne film or was it better?
It's probably better than Max Payne, but it was still pretty bad, I thought.
Yeah. I quite like really bad films, though. I just bought...
Was anybody famous?
I just bought
Timothy
the film...
Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah.
He was in Justified and Deadwood and stuff.
Oh, I've not watched Deadwood or Justified.
Foolish.
Both good TV shows.
Foolish child.
Mm.
Deadwood killed before its time. Annoying.
Anyway, moving on.
But yeah, I'd be looking forward to this a while. And... There's been a lot of, like, even when they showed their first demo last year, there was a lot of angry fanboys saying they've dumbed it down and it's not the same Hitman and stuff. But obviously, usual fanboys, a knee-jerk reaction on someone on, like, a two-minute thing they've seen.
Yeah.
And not listening to anything. Even it was in the comments section of that video, there was a few people saying things like, oh, they've dumbed it down, blah, blah, blah. It looks far too easy. And clearly jumping the gun, they paid no attention because clearly it's the guy. It was a commentator said the demo was on. It was normal settings, and the AI is a lot more punishing on the harder settings. And you can switch off all the aids and not use the see-through walls thing that they've got set, which I don't particularly like. But I'll just switch it off and not use it.
But I quite like that. But I like all those kind of.
But the thing is, it's open for you who likes it.
Yeah,
why not put in? Like it's like I hate when people bitch and moan about something that they don't have to use. And it's just like, why are you moaning? It's for people who want to use it. If you don't like it, switch it off and don't use it. Why?
Plus,
it's like, if you feel you have to use it, that's your own fault for being a weak willed git.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the people that moan about being able to cheat because I can't resist not cheating if the option's there. Damn.
I think we've successfully managed to breach our total.
But the other side of that is if you're watching a video online and someone's really good at it, doesn't matter what it is, if it's football, if it's rally, if it's whatever, they're going to make it look easy because they're really good at it. So you can't tell from watching a video how easy it was to pull off. And idiots.
It's a comment that says, what he says, it was a large level from the game, and he says there's different ways you can do it. And he did say this is like a speed run through it just to show you how you can go about just to show the game off. So there's various ways you can do it.
There's a few things that jumped out really at me, and these may be things that were another Hitman game, so apologies if I've just not picked them up. But the point shooting. Basically it was bullet time, but it was slightly better.
That looked like it was from Splinter Cell.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was like Splinter Cell mixed with bullet time.
It did look at that, looked a bit too much for me, but hopefully you can switch that off as well, and that probably will. But the guy did say it takes about, to get kill that many people in one
throw. Uses up a lot of
you kind of have to save up
energy.
I'm not entirely sure how you get, I can't mind if you said how you can build them up to use.
Don't know. But that looked really cool.
Certain kills in a certain way before you can use it. But to be honest, for me, I think I'll probably turn up to the hardest setting, switch everything off, and see how I get on with it, and not use it, and play it as realistic as I can.
Yeah,
I'll wait until the cheats come out.
And play it where I am only taking out and killing it's my target, and everyone else remains untouched. Is also a really fun way to play the Hitman games, which I got the Silent Assassin achievement in Hitman 3 or something like that, where you have to go through the whole game and only kill the targets, and everyone else had to remain alive and untouched.
And
the thing is, even make the kills look accidental as well, which is a brilliant feature. So it's like,
you
sneak in, someone dies, and they think it's an accident, and then you sneak out undetected, and it doesn't even get treated as a murder. It's just like, that's the way I want to play this game. But then you've got the option to just go, if you want to mess around, just go all guns blazing and see what happens. And I think that's what's great about it's Hitman games. The rest of them, they've been good, although I've always felt I wanted more from them, and I'm hoping. And it's a new one, looks a bit more, it's polished, and hopefully
it looks really nice. The changing of clothes thing looks really cool when you take somebody out and you can take the clothes. Oh, have they? Right, okay. But that did look really, really cool. But yeah, so Hitman coming out in November, I believe.
Yeah.
So it looks really, really cool. So that's the news section. We are not doing a calendar section anymore because it was a bit pants, so we decided to change it to a preview section.
There's not enough games coming out every 2 weeks that we're going to talk.
I know. So basically the idea of this section is going to be that we're just going to talk about a game that's coming out at some point in the next however many months or whatever.
2 months or
whatever. 2 or 3 months or something. Just what we've seen online about it. So to begin with, Sam, what game do you want to talk about?
Do you know, the ones that I'm most interested in are ages and ages away, like the things like the online Vampire Masquerade game, which as far as I know isn't named yet, and there's a few other little bits and pieces.
Is there
like
even a release
that.
Date for that or
no?
I don't think they've even showed any screenshots or anything.
No,
the artwork I've seen.
Well, artwork. Well, no, there is screenshots.
All right,
but whether they're actually real screenshots or not, who knows? And then. Yeah, there's just lots, but it's ages away. There's nothing. Oh, and Rome Total War 2. But that's ages away. That looks incredible.
I might have to buy a new PC for that.
I was reading a preview on it rather, and the guy had just played through. I think it was one battle, zoomed, and it's now because they've got the naval battles in it, except you can have like naval landing battles. So he's bringing his fleets into the city.
Oh, you've been able to do it before,
haven't
you?
No, bringing his fleets into the city, and he's picking where to land his troops, and he zoomed right in onto the ships, which you can kind of do in Empire and stuff, except in this one he zoomed right in and was listening to the captain talking to his first mate, and he's like, "Sir, what's my orders?" He's like, "Kill them all." Just I mean, it's they're not going to have a huge amount of dialogue, I'm sure. Yeah, it's just going to be fairly limited.
Adds to the atmosphere, though. Yeah. Just, yeah. One of the things just, you, when you, it's like a new thing in the game it's not been done for. Like just even little things, you kind of go, ha, 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 ha.
I really... well, I mean, the Total War games always blow me away.
Yeah,
but
I know. They are very good.
This one is going to continue to excite me for so a long time.
Rome Total War 2. Well saved there, Sam.
They're British made as well, aren't they?
I have got a lot of stuff.
It's Crave Assembly, a British company as well, aren't they? A British developer, are they not? Are they? Or am I totally wrong?
I know that they have an Australian branch.
All right. Well, unless they're all pulling together.
I don't know where the other ones are.
Unless I'm totally wrong, that I always thought Creative Assembly are set up in Britain somewhere.
Oh, I don't know. Better. Cheers. What are you looking forward to?
The next game that's coming out soon I'm looking forward to, because I enjoyed the first one, is Darksiders 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's out in August, I think.
Yeah.
Which, really surprised by the first one. I read it because I saw the reviews and it got some pretty good reviews. I thought, oh, I was bored. So I went and read it, and quite a cool little game. It's like a hack and slasher, which is very much in the Zelda sort of mode, where you have to get into like its new areas by defeating bosses and gaining their skills or gaining certain sort of things. And just when you think it's quite a linear indoor game, the game totally opens up to be a massive landscape where you can ride about on a horse and all sorts. And it's just, I was really surprised, and Darksiders 2 looks even bigger and better.
I thought your comparison there was going to be to Zelda, that the main character was like a little androgynous transsexual bloke wandering around. Apparently not, though.
Well, he could be a eunuch, if that helps. I don't know.
Yeah, obviously. Being a eunuch always makes it more interesting. Mm.
Darksiders, actually, you could pick that up quite cheap, because I happened across it when I was looking for it.
I think you'd quite like it. It's good.
Yeah. Well, I picked it up, and it was sitting at £4 in CEX in Rose Street in Edinburgh for I was trying to dig through and find £3 games for the bargain basement the other day. And... So you can pick that up for quite cheap. So yeah, Darksiders 2, I've seen a few of the trailers for that. It does look quite interesting.
It's based on a Marvel comic or a Dark Horse comic, maybe. I come into it's based on a comic book series about basically the Four Horsemen of Apocalypse. And the first one you played as War, who's tricked into bringing down the end of the world. When it's not, I don't know how you get tricked into doing that, but I can't exactly remember the plot, but that's what happens. End the world, please.
Early morning phone call after a rough night. What? It's happening now. get up. Yeah. What? Yeah. Oh,
I really do wish you could stop swearing, Sam. in Darksiders 2, you play as Death.
Cool.
So.
Cool. The one that I be looking forward to is XCOM Enemy Unknown.
So that's quite interesting. RTS one.
Mm. It's from the makers of Civilization, and what it looks is a really cool mix of Civilization, Halo, and Theme Hospital.
Right.
In my opinion, based on what I've seen, because
that's one thing I've always said Theme Hospital lacked was a bit of Halo.
XCOM, is that the UFO thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so this appears to be that you kind of are setting up, and you kind of set up as this place where you could do research and stuff on aliens, and then you can build out your troops and things like that. And it's kind of on one of the videos you could see that like the back of the uniforms had different countries' flags, because it's all the whole world kind of collecting together.
It's based in the 60s as well, isn't it?
I don't know about that, actually.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Right.
The first-person shooter one that they're making is definitely, anyway.
Oh, that's the one I thought he was on about.
No, okay, Mrs. I think there's...
Oh, they're doing a new version of the...
Yeah.
Oh, me and Lewis used to play that all the time. I was really bad at it. It's quite fun, but it was really tough.
Well, it looks very interesting. That's coming out not too long away. I think it's in the late summer. I can't quite remember. I should have noted that down, actually. Sorry.
Next month or so.
But it looks very, very interesting. So I'm quite looking forward to that one.
Cool.
On to playing this week. So, Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
Past week I've been finished off my Insanity playthrough of Mass Effect 3 so I could check out the new endings and see if they've added anything to it. And, yeah, they have.
Well done then.
I would say I wasn't one of those people that was overweight. I maybe wasn't a fan of the ending, but I wasn't one of the people who was bitching and whining about it. But I would say they have improved it, and there's extra bits at the end. Well, I can't ruin anything, but I'll say there's extra choices and extra dialogue trees at the end to explain things and all sorts. And and basically seen a bit more of the consequences of your choices. Although I would have liked to have been them more in-game with a kind of like still photos rather than being in-game, which I would have preferred. But there's a few extra cinematics that they've added to it as well. But yeah, it's great. Although I was a bit annoyed after I finished my playthrough that I didn't get basically two achievements should have popped at the end from Insanity playthrough. And they didn't,
right.
But they didn't pop. And I realised it's because I went for one of the new endings they added to. I can't tell you anyway, but it's basically, you know, you get choices. It's basically, my choice was basically, nope, I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. I'm going to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Rather than do anything about the Reapers, I did.
Every the pub.
Every option I got, I went, nope, not doing that. Nope. Nah. Mm-mm. and then the game ended and my achievements didn't pop and I was like, what? And I thought the DLC had screwed up my achievement and I was not playing through it again in Sanity. But when I actually replayed the last bit and went for a different choice, they did pop. So, but it was a bit weird. But I thought it was quite cool that they have added an extra ending. If you don't like the choices you're given, you can just go, nah.
I think it's
no, don't like that.
Quite good that you don't get an achievement for that as well.
Yeah.
So why should they give you an inactivity achievement?
I don't know if they've done that on purpose. To say, yeah, you didn't choose, so you don't deserve an achievement for it, or it's been because I've been added on that it's not been linked to the achievements, if you know what I mean. It's not been programmed that way, or they weren't able to do it that way. Whether or not they would have to redo the achievements or what, I don't know. People who know how you program that stuff, they can tell me, I'm sure.
Hmm.
But either way, it made a real difference. After I chose a different end and they popped, so I stopped crying at my pillow.
Cool. Cheers. Sorry, you've already done it.
Yeah,
Sam,
done it.
What have you been playing this week?
I have been playing The Secret World, which is a massive
multiplayer online
role-playing game, which Beed talked me into getting.
Oh. After you spat in his face as
well. Yeah, I know. It's really good.
Right?
I'm really enjoying it. There are some elements of just standard go and kill 10 boars or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the vast majority of it is really in-depth, really fleshed out stories. There are no levels in it. You don't get to a level 30 and someone can trash you. You can pick from any skill whatsoever, so there's no character types. Although, looking at how people are playing it, they seem to be building particular, what they call decks, which is a collection of skills.
Mm-hmm.
And you can select certain ones that will, for example, make you a better tank for absorbing damage. And then,
so you can be a tank?
The tank is a
class. Oh, I see. It's a class. Sorry, right. Okay. Yeah.
It's not a class. Yep. It's a term from online gaming for a character who goes in.
Is it kind of like a bear in the
they just run up and soak
in the gay world.
No, they just run in and soak up, like get all of the enemies to attack that one character while other people do the damage from a distance and things.
I see.
So you can set up your guy to do that, or he can be like a damage dealer.
Mm.
But the interesting thing is that you can flick between the two.
Mm.
Depending on which skills you've decided to go for. But all of that rubbish stuff aside, because that's all standard online gaming stuff that I'm really not interested at all.
Yeah.
The story for it is fantastic. It's following through really in-depth missions, and even things like I got to a little place in the first level per se, and it's a police station being boarded up. And the police and some survivors are kind of holding out in this continual zombie attack.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman's like, right, no way. The police chief, who happens to be a woman, is like, right, no way am I sending anyone out there, but if you're going to be an idiot and go out and about while you're out there, can you fetch me some CCTV cameras so I can set up a kind of early warning system? So you go out, you do that, and find little bits of information that flesh out the story more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise of it, as Bede said last week, week before, is that every single myth and legend and urban legend and conspiracy theory and animal mutilation by aliens and just everything, it's all true. And So there's so much depth to it that it's fascinating.
Very cool. So do you have to pay for that? Is that a paid monthly thing?
It is a paid monthly thing.
But you get the first month for free or something.
Yeah, you get the first month with the game. And I have to say, so far, and I don't I don't like having to pay for a game and then continuing to pay for it. But I have to say, so far, it looks like I'm actually going to do it.
Yeah. Cool. It's like, I've always thought, with those sort of games, it's kind of like, it's cutthroat. You have to be successful or not, because like another game can come along and just steal your audience space, because no one's going to sit there and have, for example, four of these games and continue to pay for like four of them every month.
It's like,
I'm not paying 60 quid or 40 quid a month.
And the time investment into it as well is probably going to be huge.
So it's like, every time a new game comes out, and depending if it's any good, it'll steal people away from its World of Warcraft and Star Wars and whatnot.
It's smaller and smaller slices of the same pie.
Yeah.
I think this one, as I just banged on about for far too long, is probably going to attract the people like me who are more interested in the feel of it and
sick to death of wizards and elves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and who isn't, frankly? Yeah.
So has Bede joined you online for
it yet? Yeah, pretty much so far we've done the whole thing together.
It's one of the quite cool things. You can play those games together as well. It's quite a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Cool. I have picked up, and I know this isn't a very modern game, but I've picked up Assassin's Creed 2, based primarily on us looking at the videos of the new game after
Assassin's Creed 3.
Sorry?
Ass Creed 3,
yes. Creed 3. and I cannot believe that this game has been out for that long and I have never picked it up before. It is exactly up my street. I love open world, roaming, doing what you like type games.
I think you just... I really enjoy killing people. I really enjoy jumping off a building like when and I play, stabbing someone through their
when
head.
I play like
when I'm not doing my hobby, I can play it in game.
No, when I play any game, my favourite role in the game is the sniper or the assassin, is just kind of sneaking up. And I don't know why this game never ever appealed to me before. And amazing. I have played, I think, Assassin's Creed 3 more than I've played in the last 2 weeks since I picked it up. Assassin's Creed 2. In the last 2 weeks since I picked it up, more than I've played any game in recent, even Max Payne 3, which I loved. It is fantastic. Really, really enjoying it. I'm loving the whole mechanics of the different ways you can kill, the fighting, the counter, you know, countering attacks and things like that. Climbing up the side of buildings and pulling, like stabbing them with your wrist thing and pulling them off the building. I'm loving the way that it doesn't just kind of batter you, because the controls, I'm not going to say they're complicated, but there is a few things to remember about fighting and dodging and things like that.
You've been playing for the first maybe 3 hours and you're still... You get drip fed.
Exactly what I was going to say. It's awesome the way it drips feed you that kind of stuff. You're right. Instead of just kind of battering you with press this to do this and then that to do that, and then if you move this way and then you do that way,
and you press right A and then that's gone. And then
I find when they do that, I inevitably just find like two moves
and
just do it repetitively throughout the entire game.
I love the
game.
Taunting as well. So like when you're standing there waiting for them to attack you, so you can do the counter move. You can like shout abuse at them. Now, to be fair, it's in Italian, so I've got no idea what he's saying. But I'm assuming in my head it's something awesomely aggressive. a really, really good game. Absolutely loving it. I think I picked it up for like £8 or something like that. If you haven't played Assassin's Creed and you like the kind of Grand Theft Auto open worldy, you like being a sniper when you're playing like Modern Warfare and things like that, I would jump at this for... You're probably able to find it for cheaper than that. So I found it for £8 certainly in CEX. But... loving it. I will be, as soon as I've finished this, I will be jumping out and getting Brotherhood and Revelations and pre-ordering the next game. It looks phenomenal, and I'm just blown away that this has been out for so long and I've never touched it.
And it's like, in case anyone moans that you didn't play the first one, I told you just to go straight for Assassin's Creed 2, because Assassin's Creed, the first one is good, but it gets really repetitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Because you are just doing the same three missions over and over again.
So I seeked Chizzy's learnings.
The actual mechanics and the first one is a good game, a good idea, but they've obviously worked that hard in getting the whole mechanics down and then went, oh crap, we need missions now. And the game ships in 2 days.
So I've been playing Assassin's Creed 2 and it is phenomenal. So now, on to the Bargain Basement Challenge this week. Sam, what game did you have this week? I can't remember.
I had Blood Rain something or other.
Blood Rain, yeah. How did you get on with it?
It was all right. I was a vampire woman who wore far too little clothing to be practical in a combat environment. And I worried a lot for her safety.
What sort of fighting game was it? Was it
You just wander around killing stuff, basically.
Third person or like scroller, 2D scroller or?
Third. You just shuffle around and kill stuff, basically.
So there was nothing really to it at all?
There's a story about vampires and you are fighting vampires. You're not fighting against people most of the time. And the vampires have done naughty stuff. And you disapprove of that. So
she's basically a female version of Blade or something.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
There was a film with that, wasn't there? I think.
Blood Rain, yeah.
The Beat mentioned it last week.
Yui Bo, I think, with that. I don't know. I don't know why no one shot him in the head.
I should have just watched the film.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, on that subject, did Beat give us a review of his game?
No, although Bede's not been very well at all this week.
Has he? Right, okay. Well, so we're going to have to wait till next show for it to get Bede's review of whatever game he had.
I asked him to do is type
it up.
Asking
Bede to do anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty difficult. I asked him to type it up, so actually we could possibly put it typed up on the end of the show notes.
We'll maybe stick it in the show notes if we get it. If not, we'll do it in the next show.
That would maybe be a bit rubbish. More entertaining to
you're
read.
You're lazy getting
pulled. We could do like a dramatisation of Bede's review.
Voice.
So Blood Rain. So would recommend it for the under £3?
Under £3, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it was playable, but...
Chiz, what did you... You had Battlegrounds.
Yeah, Magic the Gathering Battlegrounds. God. it started. To be honest, I only read the back. I wasn't sure what sort of game was at the back. I thought, oh, it's some sort of maybe RTS game or something. I don't know, or summon. I had no idea. And then the opening cinematic was just horrendous. I quickly realised this game has no plot. It starts off a really badly voiced going, there was three wizards fighting and do I get a bit over hatred and betrayal, and one of them dies, and then for no reason at all after this fight is finished, where I think two of them have ganged up on one of them for whatever reason, doesn't explain why, and it says like, for even the fight's finished, then the guy picks up something and it kind of breaks into a few pieces and floats away, and then he goes, "Nah!" Then for no reason at all, the rest of the world kind of gets engulfed in a ball of flames. And then it flashes to your character, who is a woman in very small pants.
Did you worry for her safety?
Yeah, who is watching some sort of badly choreographed duel. Who gets given something by an old woman who apparently is your teacher, who then, after you've looked at this and had some sort of weird flash back, she's gone. So you wander off for a quest. That's when you take over. And... yeah, it's just kind of like a duel with like a line in the middle, basically, like each half. If you cross over the other half, you take damage. You have to stay in your half and basically summon monsters and attack them while defending yourself. And I would rather have a bullectomy with a rusty spoon than play this game again.
So not worth the...
No, not worth
the... £1?
No, I'd take it back and... punch the guy behind the counter, bludge him to death with the box.
Very good.
And demand my pound back.
I had Hospital Tycoon.
I've played that before.
I've played Theme Hospital before. Right. I've never played Hospital Tycoon. Theme Hospital is substantially better.
Yeah.
Anything
with Tycoon's usually like a bad rip-off, isn't it?
it took ages to install.
Because it's not like Theme Park and then... Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, it's very similar genres. Took ages to install. The opening theme music was like from an 80s sitcom. And I think that was the kind of the feel they were going for. They were almost going for like kind of, you know, in the 80s they had those kind of hospital comedies, dramas. No, I don't know, it was a 90s game. Yeah, I think that's what they were going for. It was kind of similar to Theme Hospital in the sense that you had to hire staff and you had to put in vending machines, but it was just done... there was just something a bit rubbish about it. And then after installing it, starting the game up, it then crashed. I had to start again. I obviously didn't need to install it. Started the game again. And I got to a point, and I'd been playing for about 45 minutes at this point, where all my staff were just kind of kicking about. No patients were coming in. and nothing was happening. And I couldn't work out what was going wrong. And as far as I could see, nothing was going wrong. It just, nobody seemed to be unwell in that virtual universe at that particular half hour.
At least it's got the realism down.
So were you sitting at a desk playing this game while your in-game character was sitting at a desk?
Yes. Awesome. I was sitting kind of looking at it thinking, well, I was looking for a button to say, you know, maybe...
Release
maybe,
the player.
And thus release the toxins.
Infect the water supply.
When you were getting the tutorial as well, there was this really annoying voice that kind of sounded like... You know in Charlie Brown, the cartoon, where the teacher has that voice? Wah, 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 wah?
Yeah.
Well, it was that, but if you imagine that that woman had, like, inhaled helium beforehand, and that was the voice that kind of went while you were reading the tutorial, and she might as well have just sat there and smiled politely while you read it in your head, but it was a theme hospital any day of the week. And actually, I can't remember the link of it now, but Streak Machine, who I do the iOS show with, I tweeted that I was really bored with it, and he sent me a link.
Is he a UFC fighter?
No, his name's Robert. I've asked him actually to tell me why he's called Street Machine, and he's never told me.
Is he a road cleaner?
He's Swedish.
That doesn't explain it. No. Okay.
If you're listening, Street, we love you, and this is all meant in good fun. he's never explained to me why, but he sent me a link to a download that you can get for Theme Hospital on the Mac. Sadly, it doesn't work on Lion, so I couldn't play it, but I'll put the link in the show notes for everybody that's got a Mac, and it's actually Bullfrog have released Theme Hospital. I don't know if it's open source or... Actually, I've just said that, and it just occurred to me that maybe it was a pirate. I will check if it's not a pirate. If it's not a pirate, I'll put a link in the show notes. If it is a pirate, speak to Streak. He's Streak Machine on Twitter, and I'm not being held responsible. So that was that. Unfortunately, last Friday, Sam gave my good lady another game to play as part of my Bargain Basement Challenge called Riding Champion Legacy of Rosemond Hill.
I didn't want any more words in that title.
I know. It was just the disc I got. I don't know where you found it.
But it was kicking around in my office. I've no idea why it was there.
I couldn't get the game to load. I did eventually. Okay. I got to play it. But I couldn't get the game to load. It kept on flashing up like an error message, but then immediately going black. So you could kind of see that there was an error message popping up and the screen would go black. Rebooted the machine, did it half a dozen times. I eventually... really, really, really high tech. I used my iPhone and videoed the screen as it came up, so then I could pause the video to see what the error message was.
It worked.
Really? Yeah. I found out it was because I needed an 800 by 600 screen resolution to play this game. It was that horrendous and old. So anyway, fixed it, put 800 by 600 screen resolution on.
It would look massive on your desktop.
So got the game working. It was like just when people first started to think that making people's heads slightly rectangular was like 3D. It was made around that time, right. and everybody shuffled like they'd filled their pants. It was just kind of like shuffling along.
I'm so happy.
And then they turned like a left angle and then shuffle along a bit more. And every now and again, it'd pop up.
You don't ride
in
a horse, though.
I never got to ride a horse.
What?
At any point in it.
What?
Yeah, I played it for ages. You had to clean the stables and stuff.
All the rubbish bits.
Yeah, I never got to ride a horse. I'm assuming it's if I had played it for longer than an hour, which, to be honest, I was watching the countdown come down to an hour on that one.
That just reminds me of a Dara O'Brien joke about games and the only entertainment thing that make you jump through hoops before you actually get to the good stuff. No other entertainment does
that. We put that link in another show, yeah.
No other entertainment does.
That's true.
Actually...
Have I mentioned that before, have I?
We've talked about the Dara O'Brien sketch before, doesn't matter. There was a couple of times it just came up, like I was kind of bumping into it. Like it told me I had to use the broom to clean the stables before I could do anything. And there was a broom lying against the wall, and I was like walking up to it, and I couldn't work out what button to push. And it just kept saying, "Push the use button," and that was the only information it gave me. What was the use button? I eventually found out. I did. I worked on my way along.
Not just go into the menu system and go controls.
Interesting you should mention that.
There was no menu system.
No, there was a menu system. The only way I could get in it was by... I figured most games, you push escape, it pauses the game and gives you the menu system. Sadly, it does, in fact, bring up the menu, but it doesn't pause the game. That actually brings you out the game. So I'd been sitting playing it for half an hour. Hitting the escape button brought me back out the game. So I managed to find out what the use button was. But I then had to start all over again, and I had to listen to this awkward dialogue about a little old lady leaving a horse to her daughter all over again, and you couldn't skip through it. So that actually, possibly, if I hadn't jumped out the game for find out what the use button is, I probably would have gotten to the point of riding a horse, but I never got to ride a horse. Horrendous game.
I think you should go through it again to make sure you ride the horse this time.
You know, I don't even... It was obviously targeted at, like kids, maybe sub 10 years old. But my daughter probably would have hated this game as well. It was just horrendous.
It might be quite old.
I mean, it was old. Yeah, it was old. I mean, having to have your screen resolution 800 by 600 and just the whole graphics and everything like that looked really, really old. But, yeah, thanks for inflicting that bad boy on
pleasure.
Me.
Pleasure.
So...
old graphics, it doesn't matter as long as the game's good, but it makes it even worse when the game's bad.
So, this week's Bargain Basement Challenge.
Yay.
Sam, your game was picked, it happens to be a pound, right. But it was picked entirely for the cover
Revenge.
Art.
Revenge.
No, the cover art.
I'm fed up of booby women.
No. I think you'll appreciate this, right? I'm trying to see that we've got nothing. This is a classic adventure. You will take the role of young Scotland Yard detective Brent Halligan, assigned to solve the puzzle surrounding a mysterious order of druids and a series of gruesome murders. It appears that the neo-druids are conducting ritual killings in order to conjure up incredibly sinister forces. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. That, yeah. I'm a shouty man.
I just, the cover art was just awesome. Chiz?
It looks like The Sims, but with a burning house, which is how I wanted The Sims to go, to be honest.
Chiz, you have... it's a PlayStation 3 game this week. Your voice is the ultimate weapon. 2012, the world's economic and civil orders is shaken by the unprecedented energy crisis. The arms race between the United States, Russia, and Europe is reignited, triggering...
and Europe? Just the whole of Europe?
Yeah, the whole of Europe. Triggering what no one thought could ever happen. World War 3. You've probably played this, actually.
No, I've not played End War, no.
Tom Clancy's End War for you.
Is this when they had the voice communication garbage, isn't it?
When it... hang on. Like when
you actually shoot him in the face! and apparently you shoot him in the face.
Awesome!
I was probably just, helicopters fly left.
Okay, and what do you have for me?
For you...
something a little bit special, Paul.
Something very special. All just for you.
Ah, you found Farm Simulator. How did you find that?
A few episodes earlier, I introduced the show accidentally. It was like a surprise. By doing an impression of Farmer Giles.
That was because we just watched the Farm Simulator trailer, going, "What the hell?"
Do you know that episode got the lowest amount of downloads of any show on the British Tech Network ever?
Really? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Sweet.
That episode. All of our other shows are like really, really high numbers. That one got the lowest amount ever.
People just didn't give it a chance.
Well, I think it was because they were coming out looking for a gaming podcast and they saw a picture of Fred Dibnut standing beside his steam engine.
Put the picture up.
Well, actually, Ewan did. It was Ewan's fault.
Oh, Ewan. Foolish man.
So that's grand. This podcast and all the others would not be possible without UK2.net. They've kept the British Tech Network afloat for over 3 years and they're brilliant and you should use them. We've got a whole pile of voucher codes. If you head on over to thebritishtechnetwork.com and click on sponsors, you'll see all the voucher codes in there. And if you then click on the link on the left-hand side, or in fact, I think it's in the body of the page, to go over to UK2 and buy all your stuff. I'd also really appreciate if you're logging in your UK2 account to come through the British Tech Network first, basically just so we can see the amount of traffic that we're sending them. So that's UK2. They support British Tech and you should support them. Thank you very much.
Can I very quickly just read the impressive features of this game you've just handed me?
Yes, we are over time. But
are we? Very quickly. More than 50 impressive locations of the past and present. More than 360 interactive scenes. More than 20 characters to talk to. 20. Yeah. 5 hours of voiceovers.
Including the incredible Dave.
Have you guys prepared pricks this week?
It's actually the Steam summer sale. which cool. is putting out some really impressively cheap stuff. I just picked up a game that I saw ages and ages ago that I'm really quite interested in. Dust or Fall of Dust, I can't remember what the name of it. It's a little god sim on an island, and you have to protect your little people, make sure that they don't have themselves and things.
Cool. I have a pick. It's called Bridge Constructor. It's for iOS. I think it's £69. I was just trying to really, really quickly look it up in the iTunes store.
Bridge Constructor.
Yep. It's a cool little physics game.
You basically make bridges.
Yeah, yeah, you make big bridges. Right. You've got two sides, and then you build a bridge, and you get different material. It's a cool little puzzle game for the morning motion. That's it, really. So, thank you very much for listening. Actually, I've just found it. No, I haven't. No, never mind.
Doesn't matter. We're not interested anyway.
You can contact us by emailing us at thebritishtechnetwork@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at British Tech News. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Paul Wheatley. That's Paul, W-H-E-A-T-L-E-Y. But most importantly, if you've liked what you've heard and you want to give us a review on iTunes, head over and over to iTunes, in fact, and give us some stars and lovely message. We'll be forever grateful. Ratings really help us get up the charts.
Are we still whoring ourselves out that way?
Oh, I'm always going to mention it at the end. We do actually have a new review this month. It's actually in the Australian iTunes store.
If you purposely went in the store and I should see if we got any extra ones.
Yes.
Oh, it's not a good one.
The review says, no bad, aye.
Sweet.
So thank you, Chad Nadbag.
Who is presumably.
That's someone I know.
Is it?
I recognise that name. Chad Nadbag is someone either.
Well, your brother's in Australia.
It's my brother. That's one of his names. It's my brother, yeah. That makes total sense, because I got mentioned the day my mum had said that you'd listen to it. Although, the Git's only given it one star.
One star?
Cool.
I was going to say, it had to be...
where's that from? That's Lee. It's one of his aliases. Just recognised Josh a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So, cool. Okay, we're running on, so I'm going to cut us off here. So, thank you very much for listening, and good night.
Ciao.